Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A Georgia appeals court has delayed the Georgia election interference case against Donald Trump.
It's a simple two-sentence order from a state appeals court, staying the proceedings in the Georgia racketeering case until the questions over Fannie Willis's possible disqualification are resolved. Attorneys for Donald Trump and his co-defendants have appealed Judge Scott McAfee's decision to allow the district attorney to remain on the case since she followed his order to let go of an investigator who was also at one time her boyfriend.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. A test vote in the Senate on a bill to guarantee federal access to birth control failed to advance. Democrats say it's needed after the Supreme Court upended federal protections for abortion access. Republicans calling it a show vote. Prosecutors in the Hunter Biden gun trial say they could wrap up their side by the end of the week. Testimony today included Hunter's ex-wife and former girlfriend. Hunter is accused of lying on a federal form about his drug use when buying a firearm in 2018.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The former warden at the state prison in Waupun finds himself in jail. Randall Hepp was already facing lawsuits over prisoner deaths and a federal investigation into smuggling allegations by staff. Online records don't specify what potential charges he may face. Two lawyers and a former aide to Donald Trump are charged with felony forgery for their roles in the 2020 fake electors scheme in Wisconsin. Attorney General Josh Call says the decision to charge has nothing to do with this year's election.
The decisions we make are not based on external factors like the ones you mentioned. They're based on our judgment about how we can most effectively pursue the interests of justice in this case.
Kenneth Chesbro, Jim Troupas, and Mike Roman are due in a Madison courtroom on September 19th. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For 1490 The Eagle WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska. State Senator Brad Paff and State Senate Minority Leader Dianne Esselbein held a roundtable in La Crosse to discuss reproductive health care. Paff advocated for a bill that passed in the Senate 32-1 that would have extended postpartum health care for a year under Badger Care, but Republicans in the Assembly refused to take it to the floor this session. Paff also said he believed the state needs to pass legislation to make Roe v. Wade state law and to protect contraception access and services. One of four people convicted of killing a teenager in 2001 will finish his prison sentence on extended supervision. Timothy Goyette will be released from prison after serving about 85% of his sentence behind bars. He's the second of four people convicted of the death of 16-year-old Jeffrey Smolik 23 years ago to be released to extended supervision early. A third person in the case is petitioning for the same early release. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Green Bay Packers offseason work continues ahead of the 2024 season. Hi, I'm Jimmy Kuska with sports. Quarterback Jordan Love says that the team is in a great spot right now as they continue their offseason workouts.
Just having everybody here right now at this time is very cool because you just build those relationships and get closer with guys and get to go out there and work and compete with them every day. So I think this team's in an awesome spot right now.
Head coach Matt LaFleur said in his press conference yesterday that there was a great energy about the team both in meetings and on the field. The Milwaukee Brewers fell in 10 innings last night to the Philadelphia Phillies 2-1. Manager Pat Murphy says the pitching staff turned in a good game.
To shut them out for that many innings, you know, and with those guys, it's pretty special. And then, Aguero made one tough pitch and one bad pitch and good piece of hitting at the end by Castellanos. So. Really good major league hitter.
The Brewers and Phillies wrap up their three-game series this afternoon as Milwaukee tries to avoid the sweep. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Breezy winds out of the west today will whip up to 30 miles per hour, pulling our high temperatures to the upper 70s. As we sit pretty under sunny skies, a few more showers and a stray thunderstorm do pop up again this afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 76.
Earl Ingram.
Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
I've been marching since I was 17. I'm 74. And women need to get out. You need to vote because you don't want to go back to 1950 where you weren't allowed a credit card, where you weren't allowed to purchase a car or a home. These are things that are at stake.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Luke, General Kelly is someone who lost a son in battle. And at the grave of his son, the then sitting president of the United States, Donald Trump, said, "I just don't get it. What was in it for them?"
To him, it's always been, how can I get my name out there? He's never going to be fulfilled. He's never served something larger than himself. And I think on days like Memorial Day, it's extremely telling.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday on Up North News Radio, Rebecca Cook wraps up our interviews, catching up this week with the three Democrats trying to win the 3rd Congressional District primary.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics. Please allow me to introduce myself. And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dom, I am in central Wisconsin. Beautiful up here. Weather took a turn for the worse, though. I'll tell you about it in just a moment. I got an email from northern Wisconsin. This one titled, "The Devil's in the Details," sent to me by Boz. "Hi, Mike. I just discovered your station and program last week. And Boz is listening on 1260 AM in Amory, Wisconsin, Lake Eyre. That's near where he lives, he tells me. And I'm blown away. I've waited 30 years to hear an AM station that wasn't pushing a right-wing agenda. Every town seems to have a Rush Limbaugh, Goebbels, saying the same, let's just say, stuff over and over. It's worse out here in the rural areas. Mainstream media is what the oligarchs want us to hear. Where the hell does anyone think these idiots get their propaganda? Anyways, he's a musician. He made a lot of original albums and songs, including one called Ride with the Devil. Well, we'll have to investigate it. But he said it was written during the Chicago Dem Convention, 1968.
Wow.
Yeah, you can run with the devils. We'll be providing your convention coverage. We'll be there, Dom. So, Boz asked for permission to send the song. Hell yeah, man, send the song. And also, Boz ends with this thought. Thanks for your work. It's given me some hope. We have to fix this crap. Thank you, Boz. Yes, sir.
Right. Yes,
we
yes,
do
we
need
do.
To fix this crap. But, you know, I'm glad you found us out there in the Netherlands. But Boz said he was blown away by the Devil's Advocates and hearing it on the radio up there, Lake Eyre. But, Dom, true story, as I was on the radio about 4:45 this afternoon, a little squall blew across the lake here. I'm looking out on a lake in north central Wisconsin. And the kayak was sitting on the pier. And then it wasn't. Then it was out in the lake.
Yeah.
Except I was on a live radio show, and we had a quick commercial break, and I went and yelled at my grown son who was trying to take a nap because he worked all night last night. And I said, Caden, help a brother out. Right. And understand there is a thunderstorm going on with squall winds. And I'm like, can you go get the kayak? Because your mom will literally kill me. And I do mean the literal killing.
Not figuratively, literally. She will crucify
you. No, I will literally be crucified on a kayak. So thank you, Caden, for saving my eternal soul, or at least a little bit longer on this planet, Dom. Thanks, Caden. And now the storm's gone. Back to nice. It was like a 15-minute storm, apparently. Dom, so anyways, changing winds. Kind of like the Justice Alito story. I wanted to start there, and I know we've got some callers. But the Justice Alito account of the upside-down flag, and his home really doesn't add up.
Oh,
like
no,
shifting, changing winds, Dom. Perhaps we can start the happy hour here. Supreme Court, Justin Juvenal over at the Washington Post. I believe you shared this one with me, Dom. Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito Jr. has offered, let's call it multiple accounts of, how a politically charged flags came to fly upside down in his home in Virginia and New Jersey, the type of display that's generally off limits for judges who must remain impartial and avoid any appearance of bias as they handle cases. And Dom, since the public revelation of the flags engulfed the nation's highest court in criticism last month, and prompted call for Alito's recusal from certain cases. And what do we know? He's not recusing. The justice has said it was his wife who flew the banners, not him.
Yeah.
And that she flew one of them after a neighborhood dispute. I can tell you from my own personal experience, fear of one's wife is a real thing. But anyways. But his successive explanations in a statement, an interview with Fox News, and letters to Congress have raised additional questions. Always best to tell the truth when one's blaming one's wife the first time through, Dom. And in some cases, conflicted with known facts. Oh, he's lying to the American people, Dom.
It's like perjury.
Well, only if he was under oath. I don't know if telling a lie to Fox News...
No, of course
not. That's sort of the expected standard.
No, I get it. I understand the concept of perjury. But, you know, as a U.S. Supreme Court judge, you should know, you know, lying is generally not a great thing. And if they lie in his courtroom, he would have a problem with that, I would imagine. But it's okay for him to lie?
I understand. Some would like to subpoena him to the U.S. Senate run by the Democrats where they have the gavel power. But back to this article, Dom. Alito has yet to fully explain some key aspects of the controversy. How long did an upside-down American flag fly at Alito's Virginia home? Where did they get the appeal to heaven flag that flew at their New Jersey beach house? Please clarify that's Mrs. Alito's New Jersey beach house. And more questions. Here are some of the major discrepancies in Alito's telling and what is still not fully answered. Neither he nor his wife... Martha Ann Alito responded to a request for comment. No comments from the Alitos, Dom. But the neighborhood dispute, maybe you can help me with this.
Yeah, man, I got you. Alito has consistently cited the feud between Martha Ann Alito and a neighbor as the backdrop for his wife raising the upside-down American flag at their Fairfax County, Virginia home in the weeks after the January 6, 2021 assault on the U.S. Capitol. But his description of the episode is contradicted at significant points by police records, neighbors' descriptions of events, and other facts. I mean, you could call it.
Don't
a
you
dispute.
Hate when the facts get in the way, Dom?
No, it's a good story, though. No, my wife, my insurrectionist wife, didn't fly the flag upside down in support of January 6th and the insurrection and, you know, take over and coup of the government. No. It was all about a feud with a neighbor, because that makes sense. But I digress. The reporting from the Washington Post.
How does that compare with Jenny Thomas sending emails to Trump's chief of staff trying to overturn the outcome of the election?
It compares post-election? Very similarly, Crudy.
I just want to clarify your opinion.
Yeah. Leo told Fox News reporter Shannon Bream, the neighborhood dispute began when his wife went to speak with their neighbor, Emily Baden in January of 21. Martha Ann Alito was upset the woman was displaying an anti-Trump flag with an expletive within 50 feet of where children await the school bus, as Bream put on X, formerly Twitter. But Fairfax County schools were shuttered at the time because of the coronavirus pandemic and had been since March of 2020. All but a tiny handful of students were learning virtually. Students did not return to the classroom until February 16th of 21, after the flag episode occurred. In addition, Baden and her mother said in interviews that the school bus stop near their home was moved before the dispute began, and they confirmed no students were catching the bus at the time. Ruh-roh. Baden told the Washington Post the row began shortly after Christmas 2020 when Martha Ann Alito stopped by her home to thank her for taking down the anti-Trump sign featuring the expletive, in which the justice's wife said was offensive. Baden said she told Alito the sign would remain on display and had not been taken down. It is simply blown over. She also said,
hey,
Alito,
thanks for pointing it out. Let me go put the sign back up.
Right. She also said Alito never mentioned the school bus stop. The conflict soon escalated. So she was just thanking the neighbor for taking down the expletive F Trump sign. Didn't mention at the time, didn't bring up the fact, oh, the children. What about the children? Justice Alito has portrayed Baden and her then boyfriend as aggressors in the dispute, writing in letters to Congress that his neighbors had displayed a sign attacking his wife personally. But photos provided by Baden and interviews with a neighbor indicate the signs make no explicit mention of Martha Ann Alito. Attacking.
What about
personal.
Karen?
Karen. One featured the off-color reference to Trump on one side and the phrase, "Bye Don, B-Y-E Don," on the other. A second read, "Trump is a fascist," and a third read, "You are complicit." Maybe that's the one she's talking about, Martha Ann. She took that one a little too close. It's possible the Aliotas thought the latter sign referred to them. Hey, see what I said? But Baden said it was directed at Republicans who she felt were complicit in the January 6th attack on the Capitol. You know, like U.S. Senator from Wisconsin, Ron Johnson. A neighbor who saw the signs at Baden's house confirmed that none directly referenced the Alitos. In her telling, Baden said it was Martha Ann Alito who confronted them on a handful of occasions. After the initial encounter, Baden said Martha Ann Alito glared at them from her car on January 7th of 21 and ran down her driveway and spat at Baden's vehicle on another occasion. Oh, she's a spinner. Justice Alito told Bream a key moment in the dispute came when he and his wife were walking in the neighborhood sometime after the initial conversation. A man got into an argument with Martha Ann Alito and called her a vulgar epithet for part of a woman's anatomy, according to the justice. We know what that was. I assume that's the C word. In his letter to Congress, Alito said the man followed him down the street. But Baden said that while the confrontation with the Alitos involved both her and her then boyfriend, it was actually she who uttered the epithet, an account confirmed by the neighbor who heard it. Baden says she couldn't recall whether she and her boyfriend then followed the Alitos down the street. Justice Alito told Bream that following the exchange, his wife was distraught and raised the upside-down flag. But a photo obtained by the New York Times showed the flag flying on January 17th of 2021. The timing seems off. The profane encounter between Martha Ann Alito Baden and her then boyfriend occurred about a month after the upside-down flag was raised, according to a phone call the boyfriend placed to police on that day. Fairfax County, Virginia government spokesman confirmed the call was placed on February 15th of 2021. So it seems like
that's
there's
like a month later.
And who the hell raises an upside down flag for being called the C word? That's your response? I mean, if you're an adult, I mean, if you were civil and you were the wife of a sitting Supreme Court justice like Alito, I mean, the proper reaction would be to spit on him, right? 844-967-2789. I feel like I'm spitting on the mic.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Do you like Delta 8? It'd be cooler if you did. We proudly announce the Devil's Advocates have partnered with Herbal Aspect to bring your newest Delta 8 favorites, Devil's Gummies, exclusively at herbalaspect.com. Legal for consumption by adults, they may be mailed directly to your home. Always use Devil Radio at checkout to let Herbal Aspect know where you heard them. Order today for delivery. Devil's Gummies and Devil Radio exclusive specials only from herbalaspect.com. Code Devil Radio. DevilRadioSwag.com. You've asked for it for over a decade. we've finally gotten off our dead and responded. DevilRadioSwag.com. T-shirt and Dom's favorite slimming black, white, or gray. DevilRadioSwag.com. Crew necks, hoodies, coffee mugs, exclusive merchandise of the greatest radio show ever, only at the DevilRadioSwag.com, because we got bills too.
You wouldn't let a little cold weather or snow interrupt your outdoor cooking experience. No, of course not. You're the master of the pit. No wind or snow or ice is slowing you down. So that's why we at Grandpa's Barbecue salute you. The rich, original flavor of barbecue the way it was meant to be. But you should also know that it works great in a crock pot, too. Shh, you didn't hear that from us. Grandpa's Barbecue, available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
The Devil's Advocates, tackling the issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
Yeah, thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Shout out to Devil's Advocates, 844-967-2789, talk or text. Be patient, callers, that we will get to you when Rich gets a moment.
Dom, I have been actively checking the text line because that's what I do. I like hearing from the people in written format. Also, like it when you call, again, 844-96-PARTY. But here are a few of the text. I believe this one's from Steve, but can't confirm that. Just received a funding letter from criminal Donald Trump, which I'd normally throw away. But the cheap bastard expected me to pay for postage. He's sending you letters, COD, man? I do believe it's Steve from Madison Devil Radio, he says. Yeah. And Matt from Germantown asked, he said, so don't get me wrong, not a fan of him, but don't we all know, and I assume he's talking about Alito here, Justice Alito, although I don't like calling him that. Matt says, not a fan of the man, but don't we all know their leanings anyways? Like, we know the biases of all of them. So does it really matter? I don't like it, but curious your thoughts. Out of a do about nothing? Is it okay to fly an upside down flag and then lie to the American people about your rationale and reasons and then blame it on your wife, of course, as one right. does?
Even the way you laid out there has like multiple parts that are problematic. And I'm not clear what flag etiquette is. And remember how very, very concerned Republicans were about flag etiquette when it was the NFL players kneeling down right during the Pledge of Allegiance or the national anthem, or when any of the issues that they have with regards to the flag. It's very important. No burning of the flag, no wearing of the flag. Well, what happens when you fly a flag upside down? What does that mean? Well, it should never be displaced upside down, according to the WUNC.org, except as a signal of dire distress in instances of extreme danger to life or property. Not being called the C word. That's what they're saying. That's what they're blaming it on. 844-967-2789.
One more text. I like this one from Cam from Nina. He's a frequent flyer. Cam says, so let me get this straight. They care about what kids stand next to. Apparently the offensive sign that no one had stood next to in 9 months because it was a pandemic and they weren't actively attending the school, but setting that aside. But they won't make sure they have a effing meal guaranteed every day.
Yeah, right.
I mean, really, what is more disgraceful, a vulgar word that they might see in print, or the fact that they're standing there hungry?
Well, come on, let's stop with the excellent BS. Point. It wasn't because she was called a vulgar word. It was their support for the insurrection, man. That's why it was there. That's why it was there. You can say all these other things, but we went through, and there's more at the Washington Post about the discrepancies of the stories, but let's just cast it all aside. Once you get 3, 4, 5 different contradictions of their statement and their perception versus what the reality appears to have been from other witnesses and other facts, I mean, you got a call to the police on it. There's a date, there's a timestamp on it. It doesn't match. So let's just assume he's a lying POS. Well, why was the flag being flown upside down? Because apparently in their mind, we're in such a distress and it's deserved to what? Overthrow, attack the Capitol because Trump said so. Now, is that a big deal? I mean, what flag is appropriate? If she flown the stars and bars or the Nazi flag, would that be okay? How about the F Joe Biden flag? How about the F your feelings flag? How about that? Would that be okay? I mean, we know what it is. And it's one thing to be down with a political opponent, a political ally. This is my guy. Okay, I can understand. I'm going to vote for somebody too. Everyone's going to vote for somebody. But you flew a flag upside down, which means distress, great, grave danger to life, body, property. And it was done during the January 6th insurrection. It was an effort to show support. So in that context, absolutely the guy should recuse at minimum.
Dom, I have a question for the audience, and I'd like participation with this. 844-967-2789. I always call flying the freak flag. You know, when one flies their flag and says, I am that sort of freak. And one clear thing you could do is brand oneself with a tramp stamp, let's say. Like Stone. Roger Stone has, what, a tricky Dick Nixon on his back. Not in the traditional lower back area. But I would wonder, Dom, what freak flag do you think Jared Alito's got for a tramp stamp? Is it the appeal to heaven? The upside down American in distress flag? 844.
When is it appropriate?
2789. If you have an opinion, you can add it here.
And the callers, be patient. Another one from AmericanFlags.com. When is it appropriate to fly the flag upside down? Well, according to this, during natural disasters, civil unrest, war and conflict, political turmoil, personal distress.
You're a freak.
I don't see the C word. When your neighbors call you a C word, after what, you try to spit on them because they put up an F Trump sign that was nowhere near the school bus at the time during the COVID lockdown? I mean, how many layers of BS do we need? 844-967-2799. Callers, I know you're there. We want to get to you. Be very patient. I want to make sure we give you an appropriate amount of time to let us know what you think. Does Karen Alito have a point?
Does she have a freak flag? Does she have a tramp stamp on? That's my question.
No, Karen Alito does not have a tramp stamp. She does not have a tattoo. I don't buy that. I take that action. I highly doubt it.
She's clearly not afraid to make public displays.
Ain't
that could be a semi-private display just for, you know, private eyes, if you know what I'm saying.
Watching you, baby. Us.
We are the Devil's Advocates. We'll fly the freak flag. It is a happier, happy hour indeed when you participate. Shout at the Devils. 844-967-2789. More Devil's Advocates.
Eagle 1490 AM.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Democrats are running candidates in all 16 state Senate races in November and 97 of 99 assembly seats. Republicans turned in papers in 11 Senate seats and 84 assembly districts. That's according to an analysis by WIS Politics. Four Democrats and 22 Republicans in the assembly will face primary challengers under new district maps. Automakers will have to comply with tighter emission standards starting in a couple of years. Local leaders say it's a good idea. Pamela Guffman is a member of the Chippewa County Board. She says cleaner cars are good for everyone.
Keeping employers and employees happy by people being healthy enough to get to work.
Guffman is also a registered nurse. The new EPA standards for cars and light trucks start with model year 2027. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For 1490 The Eagle WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Tuesday was a busy day for La Crosse City Council committees that met to approve liquor licenses, zoning requests, and to hear budget presentations. One proposal that may not move forward is to add projects to repair tennis courts at Forest Hills and upgrade the Northside Community Pool to the city budget. The price tag for both projects is about $1.5 million. The City Planning Commission voted 4-3 against adding the two items to the city budget. The next round of budget discussions will take place a week from Monday. Two area schools punched their ticket to state baseball after winning twice in yesterday's sectional finals. La Crosse Logan will play in the Division II semifinals a week from today, its first trip to state since 2007 after defeating top-seeded Medford. Top-seeded Aquinas, last year's runner-up in Division III, defeated New Glarus to move on to state in D3 and will play next Tuesday. Both Logan and Aquinas are making their eighth trip all-time to state, and each school has won two previous state championships.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Sometimes passion for one's art is so pure, even a life-threatening car accident can't keep one from their dreams. Actress and native Wisconsinite Marissa Bode is set to make her feature film debut in the motion picture Wicked, based on the Broadway play. Bode hails from Mazomanie, Wisconsin. She has been acting since she was 8 years old and got her start in a Madison Children's Theater. In 2011, she was involved in a life-altering car accident on the way to rehearsal, leaving her paralyzed from the waist down. But the incident did not keep Bode down. She went on to earn a theater degree in college. Wicked is told from the point of view of the Wicked Witch in The Wizard of Oz. Bode plays Nessa Rose, the witch's younger sister. Part one of the film will hit theaters in November of this year. Part two is scheduled to hit theaters in November of 2025. Not only did Bode overcome incredible odds and land a role in a major motion picture, this is her feature film debut. Way to go, Marissa. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwamba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Breezy winds out of the west today will whip up to 30 miles per hour, pulling our high temperatures to the upper 70s. As we sit pretty under sunny skies, a few more showers and a stray thunderstorm do pop up again this afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 76.
My mom has taken up going to the park to practice yoga.
My dad's going to a club, but not a book club, a salsa club.
Finding new hobbies comes with age.
My mom has started getting lost and not knowing where she's going.
Becoming lost or disoriented doesn't. Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
I've been marching since I was 17. I'm 74. And women need to get out. You need to vote because you don't want to go back to 1950 where you weren't allowed a credit card, where you weren't allowed to purchase a car or a home. These are things that are at stake.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
Next up, it's day 4 of Biden's top 100. We'll be joined by Isabella Devan. We'll be talking about how monopolies steal money from you and what Joe Biden is doing about it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for nasty women everywhere.
She's a very kinky girl.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a super freaky Wednesday edition, a happier happy hour, rolling through it with your phone calls and your text. I understand some are playing the Scotty summer game. Apparently you're looking for a keyword. Here it is. Crudy went up north there, hey. Your keyword is north. Like Dom is my North Star. Here are a few of the texts on the text line, Dom. Are you guys going to cover the Waupun Correctional Facility? A bunch of people are being charged, including the former warden. Where were you in the 3 o'clock hour? You're texting on the WMDX line. We led the day at 3 o'clock on WMDX 92.7 with the Waupun story. The fact the warden's in jail and 8 other employees are also charged. Would we have more to offer above and beyond the fine coverage we already gave it? We'll update probably tomorrow.
Hey, and also, Dexter, where were you then? All we ask. We're very humble and simple guys. 3 hours a day. That's all you got to do. 3 to 6 p.m. Central Time, 3 hours a day. You won't miss a thing.
If it means quitting a job, ending a marriage, whatever it takes, that's all we ask. Here's one playing along with the super freaky fun question. What do you think Karen Alito, and that's not a real name, so, you know, I'm not really casting aspersions, Dom.
Yeah, okay.
What do you think Karen Alito's freak flag is? What do you think her tramp stamp is? And Jim from Appletown says she probably has the don't tread on me snake.
Oh, I was just going to say that. Yeah, the snake, man.
Upside down.
Upside down.
You know, so it's crawling south, if you know what I'm saying.
I got you, man. Going, yes.
Carmella says, Dom and Crute, the hypocrisy of Justice Alito is astounding. He has no say about his wife flying a flag upside down at one of his homes, but he can tell other women what to do with their bodies. Yeah. She doesn't seem happy. Carmella, thank you for your contribution. Eric from Lodi says, Karen Alito has only on your birthday tramp stamp, or should it be a Trump stamp?
Oh, there you go. Yes.
The Trump stamp. Sherry from Horicon just texted in. Apparently she was waiting for the word north. Some are playing that game. Dom was not playing, so I blame Dom and Mrs. Alito.
It's all my fault. But come on. I mean, let's not lose our minds here. Let's be logical human beings. This flag was confirmed to be noticed at least by January 17th. That's when the photo was obtained by the Times. Neighbors of the Alitos said they didn't remember exactly when it went up, but they placed the timing in the latter half of January 2021. And we have a specific one date of January 17th for sure. Now, is it coincidental that that's 11 days after the MAGAs ransacked the Capitol? You know what I'm saying? So here's the point. The justice, her husband, is going to evaluate whether or not the president at the time, Donald Trump, has what absolute immunity to do whatever the hell he wants. Call SEAL Team 6 up on his political rivals. I think if you are showing support for the insurrection, that maybe you already have something in your mind about how things should be with regard to that president, regarding that administration. So all this talk about the C word of these signs and all the children, give me a freaking break. That was peer support for the insurrection flown by Alito's on Alito's property. Whether or not he put it up or blamed it on the wife, I don't give a damn. The fact that it was there for multiple days, the fact that he's going to determine some cases regarding the very folks that they supported in that case, in that issue, I find that very problematic. And I want to get caught up on all the Karens and the freak flags. I get it. But this, the whole story is bunk. It's a lie. You know it in your heart, in your guts. You know it. Someone flying a flag upside down like they were at the riot, at the insurrection, at the attack on the Capitol,
Then they're flying the other flag that was also at that attack on the Capitol. Maybe they were supportive of the folks who attacked the Capitol. I mean, call me crazy, but that's how my mind works. Or it was because she was called a mean name. Give me a break.
But that mean name calling happened a month later. I got one more suggestion for the freak flag, because I'm totally ignoring all your discounting of it. The freak flag, I think, would be what I saw at the Trump rally in Waukesha County, Wisconsin, at the Waukesha Expo Center. First flag I noted they were selling these was a Confederate flag with the Gadsden snake.
Oh.
You turn it upside down so the snake's headed south, and I think that is the tramp stamp on Karen Alito's lower back, Dom.
Oh, let's get you a caller's.
I have that independently verified.
Okay. Well, good luck with that. Cam from Appleton, you are up. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Cam.
Hey, guys. First, her tramp stamp flag is an upside-down pineapple because that is the symbol for swingers, because she can't get action from Alito because it's only by appointment. And then Roger Stone, someone on
Civic Media. You worked hard on that.
Well, thanks. Someone on Civic Media said something about the Richard Nixon tattoo, and I had a nightmare that following night where he was taking back shots from a boyfriend of his. I don't know who it was, but it the Richard Nixon tattoo was shaking its jowls, and I just it burned in my brain, and now yours too.
A little too graphic, man. We didn't need that, Cam.
I am not a crook.
The last thing. It's the last thing, I promise. Dom, you like comics, right?
Sure.
How do you feel about all the Republicans going around, all the boys that have the Punisher memorabilia on their vehicles?
Yeah, I'm not fond of it.
Do you think the Castle would be for that?
The Punisher. Cam, maybe she got the Punisher tattoo. Thanks for the call, man. You know, there was here in Milwaukee, I think there was a crew within the Milwaukee Police Department they had the Punishers on their squads. And, you know, they're kind of known to give a hard time to some of the locals, let's call it. So, yeah, anytime I see that kind of thing, I'm very questionable as to the motivations of those folks, given some of the history that I'm aware of. I appreciate the call, as always, 844-967-2789. Nick from Madtown, you are up. Welcome, Nick. What do you got for us?
Hey, Nick.
Hey, are you still wondering what kind of cat that Mrs. Alito has? Was that what you were asking
I am desperately wondering what you think she's got tramp stamped on her lower back.
Right. I thought it was pretty – I thought this was just common knowledge. I guess I thought you guys were pretty tuned in. But, she's got one of her and Mrs. Thomas using a two-way love device.
Nick, I appreciate the call, man, and I love where you're going. We're gonna pause it there. And call back again, man.
Comics like heavy metal graphic comics don't work as well on the radio.
Come on, heavy metal is a great, great animated movie. Big fan of the Mad magazines, of course. You know, the Conan books when I was a kid growing up. But of course, man, you can't forget Archie comic books, man. Those are the only good comics my parents would let me read when I was a wee lab. 844-967-27.
Archie is good. You liked Archie and Veronica? Which one was he dating? The blonde or the brunette?
Wasn't it always a struggle? I guess I wasn't clear. It's been a while since I did like Jughead, man. He was my favorite character. 844-967-2789. Speaking of characters, CJ, you are up. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. CJ, what's on your mind today?
You got a flag upside down at the house, CJ? Hey, CJ. Get your flag upside down?
You know, I think it's justified when there's an airplane full of people dying every day due to fentanyl. And finally, this administration is, now he can do something. But we've been hearing for 3.5 years, guys, that Kamala, our border czar, had the border secure. Well,
so we're good then. You're gonna support Biden and his efforts on the border then? Are you happy, CJ?
Too little, too late, like everybody's saying.
Brandon, all right. Stamp.
And it doesn't solve the issue, does it, Dom?
Well, no, I got it. Let me ask you about the topic we're actually talking about. CJ, if I may, the Alito, the U.S. Supreme Court Justice, flying the flag upside down at his residence, flying the heaven flag, whatever, both flags prevalent at the January 6th riot, insurrection, coup attempt, both flags flying at a U.S. Supreme Court's residence. Do you find that problematic? Are you okay with that?
God bless them.
Okay, yes, I appreciate your answer. Let me ask you another question. What if
this president,
CJ, if I may, hang on, man. Come on, listen, play along. Now, what if one of the liberal justices were flying a Black Lives Matter flag, and then they were also hearing cases regarding the Black Lives Matter protest? Would you think that was appropriate for them to be sitting in judgment on a case involving that organization?
What, they still exist? I didn't know they existed. They took all the money and ran.
You're not asking the question, though, CJ. Again, it's a hypothetical.
They got
if one of the liberals were flying the Black Lives Matter flag, would you support them being on a case that involved the Black Lives Matter group?
Man, you are so desperate,
Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson.
It's a simple question, man.
It's getting funny to listen to you guys.
It's, you know, but because, you know what, here's the problem. Here's the problem, CJ, and thanks for playing. But, you know, I just exposed you as the fraud and the fake that you are. Because if it's okay for one, if it's no big deal and bless their hearts, then why would you have any question? Why would you stand up? Absolutely, it's their right to fly that flag, even though they're going to hear a case about Black Lives Matter protests. See, there's no consistency, CJ. And I get it. I mean, it's, you know, we understand where you're coming from. We get what the megas are doing. You're a bunch of trolls. You're a bunch of babies. You want it your way or the highway. You want it no matter what. And now you're going to support a guy who's out there right now continuing to threaten to what? Randomly just fight fire with fire, quote unquote, from the New York Times. I'm going to start jailing and prosecuting new Democrats. Yeah. Oh, okay. For what? They're already doing it, man. You got a Democratic administration prosecuting Democratic congressmen right now. Literally right now. You got a Democratic administration, a Biden Department of Justice prosecuting Biden's son. So tell me more what the Republican administration are going to do that the current administration isn't doing. You're going to make some stuff up? Huh? You're going to drum stuff up? You're going to plant some evidence? Is that what we're getting to? So I'm really, really curious. They're going to start arresting, I don't know, media types just because, you know, you insulted the royal family, that kind of stuff. Is that the world we're going to live in? Because that's not the world I'm ever, ever going to live in and never, ever take it. So, CJ, here's the trick, man. Be consistent. If you believe it, you can be consistent about it. If you don't, you're just a worthless hack. But thanks for calling.
Kerry from Tulsa on the text line. Notes. In response to Dom says it all. Gotcha. Can't argue fact. Never. And I would point out, he reminds me of Hillary Clinton, that forced laughter. CJ, you are the spinning of Hillary Clinton when she laughed. Hope that doesn't bother you at all. Tramp Stamp is old school Harambee 4chan. Or Pepe the Frog. That'd be on Mrs. Karen Alito's lower back.
Well done. Well done.
And CJ getting some love, effing chucklehead. Don't laugh, CJ. Your guy's blue blood vessels over a coffee cup in a brown suit. You know, it was tan. But I think we know what you mean.
Hey,
Devil's
big
advocates.
Difference between brown and tan, just saying.
Devil's Advocates, 844-967-2789. It's a text line. It's a phone line. Just don't be a CJ.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Do you like Delta 8? It'd be cooler if you did. We proudly announce the Devil's Advocates have partnered with Herbal Aspect to bring your newest Delta 8 favorites, Devil's Gummies, exclusively at herbalaspect.com. Legal for consumption by adults, they may be mailed directly to your home. Always use Devil Radio at checkout to let Herbal Aspect know where you heard them. Order today for delivery. Devil's Gummies and Devil Radio exclusive specials only from herbalaspect.com. Code Devil Radio. DevilRadioSwag.com. You've asked for it for over a decade. We've finally gotten off our dead and responded. DevilRadioSwag.com. T-shirt and Dom's favorite slimming black, white, or gray. DevilRadioSwag.com. Crew necks, hoodies, coffee mugs, exclusive merchandise of the greatest radio show ever, only at the DevilRadioSwag.com. Because we got bills too.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
We are experiencing a stretch of severe weather in Wisconsin. 22 tornadoes were reported over 4 different days. This includes the strongest one that ripped through Evansville area, marking the first time that a tornado ever touched down during the month of February in Wisconsin. Now, we typically average 23 tornadoes during an entire year and recorded 21 in 2023. But we've already surpassed last year. And what's considered to be the most severe weather months of June and July are still ahead of us. One more thing, forecasters are predicting a shift to a La Nina climate pattern in July, meaning our severe weather season could be longer and more damaging than ever. Information you need to be sure you and your family are always weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Matinee on Air.
The Devil's Advocates, never personal, only politics.
Yeah, thank you for listening to The Devil's Advocates radio show. It is our last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now on the talk text party line, 844-967-2789.
I think Rich just plays the rock and roll loud to get rid of the Republican listeners. the music's too damn loud, you kids.
Oh, come on,
you kids.
I like to think he plays it for me. Thank you, Rich. 844-967-2789. Hang on, real quick, let me just throw this out there. I can go on Amazon right now and buy a Trump or death flag, right? I could get Trump in it with the mugshot, right? Trump or death mugshot, 1776, 2024, Trump or death.
Oh, now, mugshot, that's the tramp stamp.
Yes,
the mugshot. Right. How did I not think of that?
Damn it. Now, if the Alitos were flying the Trump or death flag at their residences versus the upside down flag, open for interpretation, perhaps the appeal to heaven flag, maybe open to interpretation. Both of those flags prevalent at the January 6th coup attempt insurrection. But what about Trump or death flag? Is that enough for a Supreme Court justice to recuse themselves involving a case regarding the Trump part of the Trump or death? I'm just asking. We got to come to a point where we agree that something is too far, that something is bad enough for a U.S. Supreme Court justice to recuse themselves. I'm just asking what it is. If it's nothing, if there's nothing that they can do ever, then that's an answer. But I would hope anybody out there, if we saw a U.S. Supreme Court justice flying the Trump or death flag and then had to sit in on a case regarding the Trump part of the Trump or death, that they would not go forward. But if you're a Trump or deather person, well, why not? Because if you don't go with Trump, what's the option? Death. 844-967-2789. Callers, be patient. I believe Crudy has something to say.
Well, just a few observations. Tom from New Berlin says, I agree. CJ's laugh is Hillary-ish. You've got the Hillary laugh, CJ.
Monumentally insulting to someone like CJ or the Republicans. I got to tell you, I mean, comparing any MAGAs to anything Hillary, it's like water and the Wicked Witch of the West. It does not mix.
Well, I was kind of thinking along the lines of a shanking in the shower, you know, and I thought the Hillary would especially sting. A few have sent along what they think that Karen Alito, that's not her real name, but what her freak flag, what her tramp stamp might be, dumb. Bugaboo boys. One texter enters. Another says some other abandoned icon Tea Party crap. But I got to tell you, Dom, I think the true answer, the Trump mugshot. How could it not be?
It's got to be. It's got to be.
Karen Alito.
844-967.
Mugshot. Tramp stamped on her lower back. I opine.
Mark from Sussex, Wisconsin. Welcome to the big show. Mark, what do you got for us today?
Hey, Mark.
First of all, thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it. But I just got to say, and it flew their flag upside down. Oh, my gosh. And you know what? Put up that flag. Put up your Black Lives Matter. Put up your pride flags. I really don't care what flags are being flown. But what I will say is that you want him to recuse himself, Alito, but yet you didn't have any problem with Bragg, again, who ran on the fact
that's incorrect.
That he was going
he
to
didn't run on that.
Bragg
fact.
Is not the judge.
Hey, you are
Bragg is not
on
the
that,
judge.
Listen, man, we had this conversation already once, Mark. I read the quote, or Crudy read the quote. But listen, okay, that aside, let's talk about the why it matters if the U.S. Supreme Court justices fly the flag. I mean, do you think, Mark? I want to ask the question. You heard it, you were on hold. If Alito put up there the Trump or death 2024 flag, if they were flying that, then had to hear a case regarding Donald Trump, that it would be appropriate for him to remain on that case. Is that your position?
I don't think it was a good idea at all to have any flag flown that's upside down. I'm all about the flag.
Why?
Okay?
Oh, why? Why, Mark? But why do you feel that way?
Because I feel like I'm American and I'm a patriot.
Does it create the appearance of partiality, and could it call into question the impartiality of the justice, Mark? Can you understand? Appearances matter when you're sitting as a judge, justice in this case.
I totally think that it may, but I also think that the Democrats have it both ways. They don't want to recuse their judges at all. Take a look at even our state Supreme Court. When the lady came out and said, yes, I'm going to, I'm all against abortion. I'm against Act 10. Don't give me this whole, you know, you guys are all for the judges, blah, blah, blah.
Well, but she has offered,
Republicans,
Janet Protasiewicz has offered to recuse.
She's not going to do that.
Janet,
that's BS.
Janet Protasiewicz has offered to recuse if the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, which were big donors to her directly, if they come as litigants before the court, she has offered to recuse. And, of course, we can't force Janet Protasiewicz to recuse. She could change her mind. Hell, look at Gableman. Look at a number of the former Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Prosser's standard was, well, they gave me those millions of dollars more than a year ago. Mark, do you understand? It's not okay when any of them are clearly corrupted yet refuse to recuse. But in the case of Mershon, went up to an appellate court. They asked the question. Look at Eileen Cannon and then look in a mirror and call us back tomorrow when we will put together the greatest radio show ever. Thank you for listening today. Thank you to our friend Matt Flynn. Thank you, Rich, for the hard work you do.
I'll be
back in town tomorrow, hopefully, with all the kayaks still in the stable, Don. Yeah,
be safe out there,
it's Crudy's fault. Or it's Karen Alito's.
This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk to Wisconsin Women in Conservation. They're having a field day you need to know about. J.R. Radcliffe with sports and Brittany Merlot for weather and wine. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. The Todd Alba Show.
managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.